Station. Superstition, a god, a false god, who rules by fear. I demand a worship from poor and rich alike, from the weak and from the strong. My victims are many, my slaves are legion. You who scoff and disbelieve, listen to this story.
If you please, Monsieur, Monte Carlo, the next stop.
Very good, old top, but shut that door. Grant the luck. He would pop in at the wrong moment. I pass, gentlemen.
Give me two cards. And please sit still, limey old man, until I make this full house. You bring me hard luck.
I change cards. New pack. Maybe luck will change for us all. There. Now we shall see. So, I deal. I am superstitious of a much-used pack.
Give me two cards.
One, two. Next.
Wait a minute. These cards are marked. You crook, you've slipped a marked deck in.
Sir, I am a gentleman.
I'll not stand for my friends being cheated by you, you scum.
Get out that door before you get thrown out the window.
Come along. March, you crook. I ought to kill you.
Bah!
Marked cards. Well, you'd think that that...
I tell you, it's dangerous to play cards with a black-bearded stranger. I'm very superstitious about that.
You're superstitious, too?
My middle name. My gambling life is controlled by it. Can't move without my talisman and charms and good luck pieces.
I carry a rabbit's foot. Wouldn't play three rounds of cards without changing the deck.
And don't stand behind my chair when I play.
Don't stand behind my chair. Oh, I see. That's right.
That's our pet superstition in Monte Carlo. As a matter of fact, it was born here.
Oh, indeed.
Yes. A legend is told concerning it, connecting it with Jack Blackstone, the noted gambler, now dead.
I knew of him.
His room in the abandoned gambling casino holds a strange story about it.
Monte Carlo, all out.
English, old boy. Sometime I want to hear the legend concerning Don't Stand Behind My Chair.
Well, meet me tonight at midnight in the roulette room at the casino.
I'll be there. So long.
Cheerio. I'll be seeing you. And don't forget, midnight.
I hope it comes up on the red.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, I haven't done that chip so long.
Yes, six chips. 40 chips on the way.
Number seven wins.
Oh, I lose.
I cash in.
Hang it all.
Well, English old boy, it's past midnight.
Oh, by Jove, so it is.
If you're through your play, why...
Oh, yes. You want to hear the story of Don't Stand Behind My Chair, eh, what?
Right you are.
I say, let's go outside. It's a balmy night. A million stars out.
Monte Carlo reminds me of a woman. Beautiful, fascinating. Because perhaps of the necklace effect of the lights on the roads.
And, like most women, she makes men lose their heads with her two powerful allies, superstition and the demon of play.
They say there's an average of one suicide a day here.
Because the players follow their distorted superstitions. The very atmosphere drips with it, heavy as a London fog.
What is that lighthouse off there?
The blinking light of Cape Ferret winks all night through, mocking the superstitious fools and slaves of system plays.
But what about our story? Don't stand behind my chair.
Let's turn here. The Rue Paradise. Here's where our story begins. Go quietly. Shh. Step up here to the French windows.
Are you going in?
Yes. This is the abandoned gambling room of Jack Blackston. I want you to see a portrait. I have the door key. Step in.
Shall I strike a match?
Yes. Hold it up. Higher. Look.
A beautiful girl. What soulful eyes.
Yes. As blue as the Mediterranean. A heart and soul of a Vestal Virgin.
You knew her?
Indeed I did. She was a bride that never married. She came here to marry Paul Stanton. Blackston, determined to have her and ruin Paul, cheated him with Mark Codd.
Swindled him, practically.
Yes. Harassed and hounded him for IOU payments. In desperation and shame, he finally threw himself into the sea, opposite the blinking light of Cape Ferret.
And the girl, what became of her?
I couldn't understand Musette at first. Months afterwards, I met her with Blackston. It seemed as if she had entirely forgotten Paul.
Picked up with Blackstone after all that happened?
Yes. As she spoke to me, her voice was light and carefree.
Well, Mr. English Joe, meet my fiancé, Jack Blackstone.
You two? Going to get married? Well, good luck.
Joe, I'm a lucky devil. She has finally agreed. I swore I'd have her.
Jack, you're not only lucky at cards, but lucky at love. You have more tricks than Houdini.
And in order that he shall retain that luck, he has agreed that I shall always be at his side when he plays. Right behind his chair.
Yes, right behind my chair.
Never to
forever.
Leave him. As long as yonder light of Cape Ferret blinks and winks.
Righto. And now we're off to the casino. I play at 8. Good night.
Good night, Joe. Good night.
I was speechless. Couldn't believe she would tolerate the blackleg that ruined poor Paul.
Women like the heathen Chinee are strange creatures.
Yes, you're right. And Musette was no exception. She grew stranger each time I met her.
Was she always with him?
Never left his side. As he played, she stood like a statue, right behind his chair. It was the talk of Monte Carlo.
Did his luck hold out?
No. He lost steadily. Gradually, his vast, ill-gotten gains were disappearing. His health was breaking. Still, she was smiling and cheerful whenever we met.
Hello, Joe. How goes the play? Is your system working out?
Fairly well. And you, Musette?
Never better. I, too, have a system I'm working out. A system that... Oh, well, here comes Jack.
Hello, Jack.
Evening, Joe.
You don't look well, Jack.
Oh, I'm just nervous. Everything bothers me. Musette, favor me tonight. Please do not stand behind my chair. I'm nervous.
Why, Jack, we agree.
Oh, I know, but I'm losing. Musette, you might as well know. I'm cleaned out. Not a cent left.
Not a cent left.
Yes, I'm...
Cleaned out.
My money's gone. My health's gone. I'm half crazy. Everyone's laughing at me. Everyone winning from me. Look, even the light at Cape Farad winks and blinks at me. Only me. Oh, please, pardon my excitement, but tonight, don't stand behind my chair, will you?
Jack Blackstone, as long as you live, as long as you play cards, I'll always stand behind your chair.
My Musette, my darling.
You cheat. You murderer. You're the laughingstock of all Monte Carlo. I've sold you out. I stood behind your chair, and while you dealt marked cards to your players, I was giving them signs, telling them the cards you held. Oh, they're laughing at you. They're howling at you.
Musette, you've gone mad. Musette, I thought...
I thought I loved you. You superstitious fool. You killed the man I loved. Ruined him. You're ruined now. My work is done. I'm going to join Paul. And as long as the light at Cape Rat blinks, so long we'll haunt you. Goodbye. I'm coming, Paul. I'm coming, Paul.
Over the terrace she jumped, into the Mediterranean below.
And Blackstone?
Went from bad to worse. Drank himself into a frenzy. She haunted him. The blinking light of Cape Farad drove him crazy. He finally joined her in the waters below.
What a tragedy.
After that, I need a drink. Let's get out of here. I'm through believing in superstitions. Let's hurry.
Righto. Let's go back and play a couple of hands of poker. What do you say?
Okay. And please don't stand behind my chair, will you?
I am superstition. You don't believe, do you?